So, I haven't done a blog in a while, at least an audio blog, so I guess I'm doing one right now. And honestly, I don't even remember I was posting these things too. But regardless, so I just went and saw the movie John Carter. On the podcast, one of our cast members, Jefferson, had reviewed it. He said 90% of it was good for him, and then the last 10% was, in his general words, if you know him, meh. In fact, I'm paraphrasing quite a bit from what I remember him talking about last week. But I went and I just saw it, and I thought it was, I wouldn't say fantastic, definitely a well-produced movie. Definitely very good in terms of special effects. I wasn't even thinking twice about special effects, even though I know it's probably, maybe that's 90% special effects, and very little of it in terms of real people. But in that area, fantastic. I think it was a pretty good movie. I don't know the books or the novels, so I don't know what it's actually based on, so I can't compare, based on volumes or novels or chapters, how well it was actually executed. Certainly, the end leaves an opportunity for a second movie, and I'm certainly interested enough to want to see that. So I don't know if that means anything, but certainly I thought that was pretty interesting, and I liked it. I thought it was good. It has a little bit of humor to it. Has some, for me, notable actors. I don't know the actor's name, but the first one that I should have noticed, regardless of voices, but actual actors, I remember there was a TV show called That 70s Show, and one of the fathers, Donna's father, Bob, well, he played a barkeep, in John Carter. And then, the main actor, again, I'm not cognizant of the actual actor's name, but I recognized him because then I just realized when I was leaving the movie theater that he was the primary actor in a TV show that you can see on Hulu called What About Brian? He was Brian. I'm pretty sure they're the same actor. Then there's Bryan Cranston. Most notably, I think most people know him from Breaking Bad. So there was that. William Dafoe. Can't think of the guy's name. It's bugging me all of a sudden. But there are a couple people that did voices that are worth noting. And then I think it was Dominic West. I spent the whole time looking at that character and thinking, where do I know him from? I thought initially he was from Spartacus, and I realized he wasn't. He was from the movie 300. I, for the life of me, cannot remember what role he played, but I do recognize him. In terms of sort of a gladiator Spartacus type of role. And so there you go. I thought it was good. I think it's worth seeing. I don't know if it's worth seeing on opening weekend. Certainly, I think it's worth seeing for a matinee. And, if you're not big on the 3D stuff, don't bother. I'll be honest, in watching the movie, only the credits at the end had any of that stuff that would pop out of your face and make you go ooh ah in terms of 3D. I don't think that this movie needs the IMAX 3D treatment or Disney Digital 3D treatment. I don't think it's necessary, but that's my opinion. I'm not going gaga over these 3D executions. I kind of just don't care. So I saw it in normal 2D, and that was pleasant enough. And only at the end, where I could really tell, they kind of amped up the credits. And you know, they're not just straight black and white screen with, you know, letters, you know, words scrolling. There was something kind of special to it. And I could tell you know, at the end, they're like, you'll go ooh ah if you're looking at it in 3D. But I don't think the movie is worth that, you know. With it, I'm going to go find a movie ticket here, but I'm basically going to tell you that if it's, let's say it was 2 hours, I don't think it is worth 1 hour and 55 minutes to see the last 5 minutes in 3D. So there is action in it, and but unless the movie has properly been filmed in with the purpose of, using something like James Cameron's, equipment, his process for filming 3D, unless it was intended to always be in 3D to be a 3D movie, I don't think, and certainly that wasn't the case here. It wasn't filmed in 3D, as far as I know. So, again, I keep recommending this point, which is I wouldn't spend the effort to go see it in 3D. So there you go. I'm ranting enough. I'm going to stop. And thank you guys for letting me ramble. And I'm going to publish this. Who knows where I'll end up. So until then, everyone, have a good one. Bye.